Our topic today is, what's your business worth? Every day, buyers and sellers agree on an acceptable price for products or services. The buyer knows how much he's willing to pay, and the seller knows how much he's willing to accept. This is a very simple process if the buyer and seller both have similar ideas about the value of the products or services. But what happens when the buyer and seller do not agree about the value of the products or services that are offered? Then they have a problem. The same dilemma occurs when a business owner wants to sell his business and the potential buyer does not want to pay the asking price. How do the seller and buyer figure out what is fair? Perhaps a rule of thumb comparison, but that's often too general. The better option is to use a systematic approach to valuing the business, and here are three standard valuation methods that are widely used today. First, the market approach involves researching the marketplace for actual business sale transactions that are similar and relevant to the business that is being sold. This is similar to the market comparable approach used to appraise real estate. This information is then used to determine a value for the business by comparing it to other actual business sales. One advantage is that you are stepping outside of the business that is being sold to minimize any influences from the business owners. One source that gathers actual sales data is the Institute of Business Appraisers. Second, the income approach looks at the expected level of future earnings or cash flow and then discounts these earnings back to a net present value. This method involves forecasting as well as determining an appropriate discount rate. This really focuses in on the earnings potential that a business has, but choosing an appropriate discount rate is an art unto itself. This method is best used for businesses that have constant and steady earnings. Third, the asset approach looks at the business from two perspectives. If the business is an ongoing concern, then the assets are valued at fair market value. If the business will cease operation, then the assets are valued at liquidation value, which is almost always lower than fair market value. Each of these three valuation methods will help to determine a supportable valuation of the business, but the different approaches can produce widely varied valuations. It is important to understand that each approach has strengths and weaknesses. Depending upon the overall economic outlook, the industry outlook, and the individual business, there can be a wide range of valuations for the company. If you think this sounds rather technical, you're right. Businesses are bought and sold every day, and the buyers and sellers need to agree on the purchase price for the business. Rather than relying upon a general rule of thumb, the businesses should be valued using an average of these methods or something similar. All businesses that are sold must have a meeting of the minds between the seller and the buyer. To make the process more understandable and to justify the selling price, business valuation models should be used. If you are considering buying or selling a business and need assistance, contact your local small business development center.